Kiss FM, good morning.
Hi, I'm calling about the proctor situation.
Sure, go ahead.
They're really not rumors. I would rather say that they're not rumors because this is true. They're just going around jumping people, and they're not jumping, like, anybody specific. They're just going around jumping, like random people. And I'm a student at Proctor, and it happened to my friend, and he got beat up pretty bad.
And how old is your friend?
He's 15, but I'd rather not say his name.
No, I'm not asking you to say his name. I'm wondering, I wanted to know age. And how, and it was done allegedly by a gang.
Yeah, it was a gang of, he said, 30 to 40 people. And he tried to run away from them and fight back.
And where did it happen?
I'm not sure where it happened, but it was probably around Eagle Street, I'm guessing.
Okay, it was not. It was not.
Home from.
Yeah, it was not on at school.
No.
Okay.
As the kids walk home from school, this is when it's happening. When the kids walk home from school.
Okay.
The people aren't going to jump them on the school property because they know they'll get in trouble.
So you're saying that. It happens on the way home from school, on the walk home from school, off of school grounds, because they know they can get away with a lot more.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate the phone call, and I'm sorry to hear about your friend.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, obviously, you know, I don't know if that actually happens or not. It sounds like it does. I can only go by her word. I don't know, but that's powerful stuff. And if that's true, then, you know, what needs to be monitored is the walk home more, apparently. 733-KISS, 733-5477. Big Pop in the Morning on KISS.